You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sydney Torres, the CEO of Ivy Waste, joins us now. Morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Dave. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. This has all been very confusing and difficult for, I think, most of us to figure out what's going to happen with the pending court challenges and appeals. The mayor's office insisting they have a legal emergency contract in place with Henry Consulting. The Louisiana Attorney General's conflicting opinion. The French Quarter Management District selecting your company under a new state law that says they can pick the provider for sanitation services if the city fails to do so in the French Quarter, and all the other muddy waters surrounding trash pickup in the Vieux-Carré after tomorrow. Let me just ask you very simply, who is going to be providing sanitation services in the French Quarter starting on Friday?
Ivy Waste will, at midnight tonight, still be providing the same level of services that we have been providing since we started this contract in December of 2024, and we will continue those services until the French Quarter Management District allows us to and continues to let us do it, while our services are more enhanced services. And I'm not saying that from just my voice saying it. I asked all your listeners to go look at the French Quarter Management contract that shows the enhanced services that we provide that are not in the city's service, enhanced services. They don't have that in their emergency contract. It's not me saying it. I asked the listeners to go look at the two contracts because it's very clear that our services are a lot more than what the services are that Henry's providing at $221,000 less a month that Ivy Waste is charging.
But at the same time, we're hearing from the mayor's office that they have a legal contract in place and Henry will start picking up the trash on Friday, August the 1st. And you say you're going to still be doing it. So are you both going to be out there trying to pick up the same garbage?
Unless the Supreme Court weighs in between now and midnight tonight, I know we will be doing it. I mean, look, the Attorney General basically said in her amicus brief addressing the financial consequences of circumventing Louisiana procurement law as the mayor's proposed contract with Henry Consultant exceeds the existing IV Waste contract by $2.1 million, an unnecessary burden on the taxpayers arising from unauthorized and improper use of emergency powers. This is the Attorney General for the state of Louisiana protecting state law. I mean, at the end of the day, I think I would look over that. Obviously, the judges have the last say. But I mean, to me, it's pretty powerful that the Attorney General weighed in to say that this is a total violation of Louisiana law. And it's $2.1 million more in 1 year than the current provider is providing. I mean, it's just, it shouldn't be happening. And it's a shame that it is happening this way, because every one of the mayor's top brass, the sanitation director, the CAO, the deputy CAO, all said, and everyone who's listening, please go to the council. If you go to New Orleans City Council, you can look at the YouTube video of the meeting that they had, where the sanitation director, the CAO, the deputy CAO all said that Henry Consulting is not ready. He doesn't have the necessary equipment. He's not prepared, and he doesn't have the warehouse. He doesn't have the equipment to start this contract. And then the mayor was going to send a rescission letter, and she texted someone and called someone and said she wanted to sleep on it. And that night is when she issued the emergency and signed the contract the next day when the council canceled it. I mean, it's just, at the end of the day, none of this should be happening. We have a contract to December 22nd of this year for $221,000 less a month for more services. But the mayor chose to go this route because she met with Henry and he convinced her to do it. But, you know, we are going to be working for the state agency that's got the legal right to do this. Just like the state agency, the French Quarter Management District manages the enhanced police service, the French Quarter Task Force. They're going to be paying us to do the enhanced services that Henry Consultants not doing. So yes, we will be doing similar services as far as garbage pickup, but as far as the enhanced services, we won't be, and they won't, we will be doing that. And we will continue to do that. And like I've told my guys on the streets, like this morning, they got Richard's Disposal following behind my guys and the garbage trucks and stuff like that. I told them, just do what you do. We're not going to get in any arguments or anything with anyone. You're going to go down the street and you're going to clean. And the areas that we're cleaning with the pressure washers that they're not cleaning on, we're going to continue to do that. And we're going to continue to do the services that we've been providing.
All right. Well, I hope we don't run into a situation where there's literal fights over the same garbage can as you're both trying to do the same job. Let me ask you this.
We only have
a limited time. So it sure looks like the residents and businesses and all of the organizations in the French Quarter overwhelmingly want you to continue to do what you've been doing. They've been very happy with your services and they want them to continue. The mayor seems to be the only one who opposes you continuing to do the job. Do you have any idea why? Have you talked to the mayor? Is this political? Is this personal? Why?
Well, I mean, obviously, I've gotten information, and I do know, and it's been said what it is, and it's a shame what it is, but I've heard other things too. But again, I don't think this is the right venue for me to put that out there. I think it will come out over time. I think people will learn over time what it is and why. But it's sad for the reason why, and it's one of the reasons why this city, people are moving out, and people aren't staying here. Because of things like this, this is just common sense was going to prevail with her rescinding the letter, like her top brass, her sanitation director, and everyone asked her to do, and what they said at the council meeting. But that night, Troy Henry called her, or she called him, however it went, and he convinced her that he was ready to go forward. And it's just, you know, look, this is a small city, so things get back and you hear things, you know, like he just got a warehouse from a friend of mine that, you know, that he's leasing. He's renting the street sweepers from Clean Force that are painted black, the same colors of my sweepers. They're older machines, but he rented those machines. He's trying to hire my people right now. He's got people calling my people trying to hire people. So look, the top brass of the city, they were correct. He's not ready. He's trying to piece this together by different, you know, subcontractors. But at the end of the day, I think the reason the people of New Orleans are so behind us, because it's one person, one company that controls the garbage trucks, the street sweepers, the pressure washers. There's no finger pointing. And at the end of the day, everybody knows when you hire a subcontractor, you don't have any control over the subcontractor except for a legal document. Whereas when you have one company doing it, if the garbage truck doesn't show up, you can have 10 more show up because you own the company. So there's a big difference by having synergies with one owner, one operator, instead of subbing it all out.
We're talking with Sidney Torres, CEO of IV Waste, and he is going to be one of apparently two companies picking up the trash, his company doing a bunch of other things as well, moving forward in the French Quarter, even though there's this ongoing legal and ethical fight really unfolding before our eyes. When we come back, I want to ask Sidney about what his company has done for the French Quarter during the contract, but also in the aftermath of the terror attack, he and his crews really went what I think anyone would say is above and beyond. And now to be faced with this political and maybe personal battle in light of that, how does he feel about that? We'll talk to Sidney Torres about that after this look at WWL Traffic. We're talking with Sidney Torres of IV Waste. This ugly fight seems to be about business, politics, power, and even personal issues. Sydney, on a personal level, in the few minutes we have left, how does all of this make you feel, especially in light of what you and your team did, stepping up and going well above and beyond what anyone could have expected after the New Year's Day terror attack? Help.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
With great respect, recovering the victims and everything that went into that.
It's disappointing, but it's, you know, I just want to tell you listeners one more thing from the attorney general's deal, because it's really important to me when you say personal and all that stuff. This is what it says. The mayor's invocation of the emergency power to override public bid law by the legislature, the mayor, her invoking of that is a significant legal issue warranting the attorney general's input. If left undisturbed, the lower court's refusal to enjoin the mayor's unlawful contract with Henry Consulting sets a deeply troubling precedent by effectively sanctioning a clear abuse of emergency powers underneath the legal limits and safeguard against misuse. I just wanted to read that. I wanted to read that to your listeners. But I'll tell you how.
And we have the entire opinion, by the way, posted on our website at WWL.com from the attorney general, if folks want to see that.
Absolutely. But yeah, it's heartbreaking to go through this, knowing that my guys put up a lot of their heart and soul to clean up after the terror attack, which was very difficult for them to do, and being out there with them, working with them, then the Super Bowl, and then Mardi Gras, all these different events that we worked really hard to keep clean, get clean, and go the extra mile. To have this going on with the mayor and Troy is just, you know, really disappointing. But, you know, I do believe that the right thing will happen. And I do believe that at the end of the day, the law will be followed, and hopefully with the Supreme Court, with the writ that the citizens filed, hopefully they weigh in before, you know, all this catastrophe happens over the next few days. So it's not a mess out there.
You say eventually. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of hope that maybe the Supreme Court will issue some kind of an injunction today so that there is not this competing companies both out there trying to keep the quarter clean come the end of this week. But we don't know when the Supreme Court will or step in or not. In the meantime, you're just going to keep doing what you're doing. And as I understand it, you will get paid from the French Quarter Management District, and Henry will get paid by the city. So you're both going to be paid, right?
That's correct. We're $221,000 less a month, but we will be paid $221,000 less a month than Henry's getting paid under a contract that's not a legal contract. So at the end of the day, we'll be out there working hard, doing what we always do, and we'll keep the city happy, the residents of the French Quarter happy, and hopefully this gets worked out soon.
Sydney, thank you for joining us. Keep us posted of any developments, and I know we'll be talking to you again. He's Sydney Torres. Either way, come January, we know there will be resolution to this. The mayor is out of office shortly after the first of the year. I'm Dave Cohen. Coming up next, Well, we'll talk to Troy Henry of Henry Consulting. How does he see this all playing out? And how is it going to work if they're both out there trying to pick up the same trash at the same time?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.